From Clocher Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Hello and good afternoon. Peter McIntyre with you for the next 15 minutes for the Wednesday edition of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes we'll read from Romans chapter 10. First, here's a hymn entitled, Jesus Saves. Going to read from Romans chapter 10, we're beginning at the verse 9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. May the Lord bless His word to our hearts. For a few minutes this afternoon, I wish to talk to you about Romans chapter 10, the verse 13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The reason why I conduct these gospel broadcasts is summed up in this verse. All of the teachings of Scripture are encompassed in this brief verse of Scripture. God's purpose for mankind is evident here. The scriptures simply say, Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I want to talk to you about the way of salvation. Firstly, the way is wide enough. This scripture is for everyone, because the gospel is for everyone. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Is there anyone excluded by the whosoever? Is there any nationality? Is there any race? Is there any religion? Is there a tribe in some nation excluded by these words? No. There are no exclusions. There are no exceptions. The scriptures say, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that means you. You can be saved because you're included in the whosoever. I think this is most beautiful. There is hope for all men today because of what the Bible teaches. And this hope is extended to you. You see, the gospel is for all people because all people need the gospel. The scriptures say that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Because every one of us are sinners, every one of us need to be saved, and thank God every one of us can be saved. And if you accept your sin today, you have taken the first step to eternal life through this word, whosoever. The way is wide enough. But secondly, the way is narrow enough. Yes, the way is wide in that it includes everyone. But the way is also narrow in that there is only one entrance to the way. There are not many ways to God. There is only one way to God. In this age, some people would try and teach that every religion is but a different door to God. But that's a fallacy. The scriptures say, the Lord Jesus Christ himself said, John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. A way that excludes Christ is not the way. A way that excludes the finished work of Christ, the sacrificial death of Christ, a way that excludes the blood of Christ is not the way. For Christ is the only way. The way is narrow. All men may enter it, but they must enter it in order to be saved. And here we are told that if whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you are to be saved, you need to call upon the name of the Lord. You need to accept your sin. You need to accept that you're going to hell. You need to accept that only Christ can save you. And when you call upon the name of the Lord, you do not call with the attitude, I'll not change my life, I'll just live as I was. No, that's not the way it is. There needs to be faith and there needs to be repentance, a turning to God by a turning away from the old life. Do you really want that? Do you really want the Lord to change you from the inside out? Do you really want your life to be revolutionized, never the same again? Do you want to begin following the Good Shepherd? Do you want to become a disciple of Jesus Christ? You need to call upon the name of the Lord. The way may be wide enough, but it is also narrow enough. Christ, Christ, and only Christ. Thirdly, the way is sure enough. And when I look at this text, I discover the words, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Here's a word full of certainty. The scriptures were written that we might be saved. We might know we have eternal life. There are people who have religion, and yet they die without assurance. And they think it is presumptuous to have assurance. But the scriptures weren't written that we might have some kind of vague hope, some kind of vague idea about the future. The Lord Jesus Christ came and died for us that we might know that we have eternal life. The world is divided between those who know and those who aren't sure. Are you in the category of someone who isn't sure? I want to show you how you can be sure. If you come to the Lord, if you call upon the name of the Lord, you will be saved. That means you're going to be in heaven. That means your sins will be forgiven. That means your life will be different. You will be saved. And being a saved person, you'll also be a transformed person. Well, some people say to me, oh, if you have assurance, that means you can live whatever way you like. No, it doesn't. The saved man is a different man. He's a man who has been regenerated, made a new creature in Christ. The Bible teaches that. You can have this new life today by coming to the Lord. During World War I, in that terrible battle called the Battle of the Somme, there was a stretch of trench that the men hated to serve in. It was known as Traverse. In a certain stretch of this trench, one morning, there were 20 men. There ought to have been 100, but there were only 20 because the German bombardment had been so severe. The commanding officer ordered his men to get up on the firing step. He feared that an advance was imminent. The men peered over the top of the trench, their rifles at the ready. Shells were exploding all around them. One particular man, called Bert, was struck. He fell back into the trench. A huge fellow, whom they nicknamed Tiny Tim, although he was 6'3" tall, he leapt down off the step to look at poor Bert. He could see he was dying. He put sandbags over him to give him what little comfort he could. And then he got back to his position. But as he got back to his position, dying Bert said something. "Can you tell me the way to heaven?" Tiny Tim did not know the way to heaven, and so he passed the message up the trench. "Bert's dying. He wants to know the way to heaven." The message went from one man to the other, to the other, to the other, right up the line. "Bert's dying. He wants to know the way to heaven." In ordinary times, these hardened soldiers would have laughed off such a request, but not at this time. They knew that the situation was grave, that eternity was coming for Bert, and who knows, it may be coming for them very soon. And so the message went up the line. "Bert's dying. He wants to know the way to heaven." Finally, the message reached the machine gunner at the end of the line. The machine gunner reached into his pocket. He took out a khaki Bible. And he reached it to his companion. And he showed him the verse, John 3:16. He said, "I cannot leave my position. But if you pass this Bible up the line, back to Bert, and if someone reads it to Bert, he will discover the way to heaven." And so the Bible went up the line until it fell into the hands of Tiny Tim. He leapt down and he spoke to Bert. And he said, "Here it is, Bert. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Bert opened his eyes and he says, "Whosoever." A smile of peace filled his heart and his mind. "Whosoever," he said. As Tiny Tim leapt back onto the firing step, he glanced back and he saw Bert with an outstretched hand looking into a glimmer of sunlight that was peeking its head between the clouds. And he said, "Whosoever." And he departed to be with the Lord. That's the hope that you can enjoy today. Will you not come and take Christ as your Saviour? "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved."
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocher Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.